In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Oh yes, He is our help. He is our salvation. He is our Lord. He is great. Do you know that Jesus is great? That He has all power in heaven and on earth given to Him by the Father, and He gives that power to the church. But you know what? We've got to use that power. We're going into Jesus' visit to Nazareth, His home, chapter 6 of Mark. He left that place and came to His hometown, and His disciples followed Him. On the Sabbath, He began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard Him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? He's the carpenter. He's the son of Mary. He's the son of Joseph. Listen, what is this wisdom that has been given to Him? What deeds of power are being done by His hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at Him. Oh, you see, we do not want to take offense at Jesus. We want to receive Him in faith. We do not look at Jesus with offense. He is our Lord. No one comes to the Father except through Him. No one comes to the Father except through Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Do you know that today? Oh, the people of Nazareth thought they knew Him, but they didn't know Him at all. I love one of the scriptures in Mark that says, they took Jesus in as He was. People do not want to take Jesus as He was and as He is. No, they want to say, this is the Jesus that I'm following. He didn't do miracles. That was just a way of speaking. No, Jesus did miracles, and as a matter of fact, He continues to do miracles through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the people in Nazareth didn't know Him at all. They thought they knew Him. They remembered Him as a child. They remembered Him as a child growing up. They remembered Him at His bar mitzvah, but they did not take Jesus in as He is. They were looking for another Jesus, the one who was the carpenter. And yet, He had been given all wisdom and glory and honor and power. He had been given all this from the Heavenly Father. Let's continue with this reading. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their own hometown and among their own kin and those in his house." In other words, everyone thought they knew Him, but they didn't know Him at all. Prophets are not accepted in their own native town. I can tell you that's true. I've got people who listen to me all around the country, and yet not many people come to us from Holy Rosary Parish, but they come from every place. Oh, we have some that come from Holy Rosary Parish. I'd say about 30. But the rest come from other places. Why do they come from other places? They come because the Word of God is proclaimed. They come because we believe in the Blessed Sacrament, that Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And He could not do any deed of power there. Why? They had no faith. They knew Him so well. They didn't know Him at all. He could not do any deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few people who were sick and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Are you believing today? Are you believing Jesus today? Are you believing Jesus for a miracle today? You know, we need miracles in our life. One person called me up and said, I need the direct intervention of God. Nobody can help me because I am so far gone with all this sickness. I need the direct intervention of God. That's what I need too. The direct intervention of the Lord. And we need that by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then we continue. Chapter 6. Then he went about, chapter 6 and verse 6. Then he went about among the villages teaching. What's he teaching? He's teaching the kingdom of God. That kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes. Let's continue. He called the 12, these are the apostles, and began to send them out two by two, not one by one, but two by two. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. Oh yes, two by two, why? Because if one got discouraged, the other one would pump them up, or vice versa. Yes, this is all real. You know, I remember Monsignor Walsh telling the story of these sisters and this priest going into the village to celebrate Eucharist for the people, but they had to cross a river. And as they crossed the river, they found that they were in quicksand and they were dying. And immediately, they're on the shore. And to this day, they say, did it really happen? Did it really? We know it happened. We were all in quicksand. We were dying. And God himself picked us up and put us on the shore. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Did it really happen? Oh, yes, it did really happen. Jesus was the direct person who intervened in their problem. I tell you today that Jesus wants to intervene in your problem today. Whatever your problem is, you say, it's so big. Jesus is bigger than your problem. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. In other words, they had to be dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ and on the people who invited them to eat in their homes. They had to walk in faith. Oh yes, I wonder how many of us walk in faith. Faith that Jesus is the Lord. Faith that he intervenes in our problems. Faith that he is closer to me and to you than our breath. How many of us walk in faith? He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If anyone will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. Shake the dust off your feet. Oh yes, shake the dust off your feet. They did not want to listen to the prophetic word of Jesus. So what happens? They say, go outside the city, outside the town, and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against the people. So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. Oh yes, repent. Turn away from your sin. Go to confession. Repent. 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 They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. There is the sacrament of the sick. Oh yes, many were prayed with and anointed with oil, and they were healed. He cured them. The Lord cured them through the anointing of the Holy Spirit and through the anointing of oil. Chapter 6, verse 14. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Oh yes, the miracle worker, the man of wisdom, the power of God manifest through him. Oh, it was all around the towns and all around the cities. Some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. And for this reason, these powers are at work in him. But others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is one of the prophets, like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised from the dead. Oh no, it's not John. John prepared the way for Jesus Christ. Oh yes, he prepared the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. That was his vocation. And after he did his vocation, they chopped off his head. For Herod himself had sent men to arrest John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married his brother Philip's wife. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him. Oh yes, I tell you, he was in the prison hollering, repent, you have no right to be married to Herodias. Herodias is your brother's wife. Repent. Well, Herodias hated John the Baptist, hated him and wanted him dead. Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill John, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man. Oh yes, John the Baptist was a righteous and holy man. And he prepared the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder how many of us prepare the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Vincent Ferrer was a great preacher and was used by God to heal the sick, thousands of people. But he knew the secret. He would have the penitents go in front of him, singing praise, repenting, singing worship songs to the Lord. And it would prepare the way for the preacher to preach. Oh yes. You know, one of the things that we miss when we have praise and worship, we don't do it long enough. We need to do it for at least an hour. And then the talk. Oh yes, then the talk. It's not important that the talk be given unless the Lord is worshipped for about an hour. And he protected him. Herod protected John. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. He liked to have his ears tickled. Oh yes, his ears tickled. The word of God is not to tickle our ears. The word of God is to come into our heart and change us. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and his officers and for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. I guess the dance was a suggestive dance, a dirty dance. Pleased Herod and his guests. We should dance before the Lord purely, lovingly, for God's glory. We should not only sing to him, but dance before the Lord. Not like the woman who danced, who had a dirty dance, but we should dance before the Lord with all purity. Herod and his guests, and the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give it to you, even half of my kingdom." I tell you, he is half drunk, I'm sure, on wine. She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" The mother replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately, the girl that danced rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." How sick. How sick. And you know what's even sicker? Herod went to do it because he didn't want to lose face. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When the disciples of John heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. You know how sick Herod was, that he had no guts to say, "No way. This is the only thing you cannot have." And yet, the head of John the Baptist was severed. He is the martyr of the Old and the New Testament. He is the martyr. Chapter 6, verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. What do you think they're saying? "We saw the deaf healed. We saw the blind healed. We even raised people from the dead. We saw the lepers cleansed. Oh yes, you sent us out. And we pronounced the kingdom of God. And what happened? People were healed. We anointed with oil and people were healed." He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest for a while." Oh yes. In other words, don't be burnt out. Come and rest for a while. "For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves." Guess what's going to happen? People on the shore are going to see the boat that Jesus is in, and they're going to follow him on the land and meet him at the place where he docks. Oh, yes. Why? Because they needed a touch from Jesus. I need a touch from Jesus today. Do you? Just tell him, "I need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. I need a touch from you. Only you can heal me. Only you can give me peace. Only you can let me feel your love." "Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on the crowd because they were like sheep without a shepherd." So what do you think Jesus is going to do? He's going to teach. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. He's going to preach. Let me tell you this. Jesus wasted no time. Jesus wasted no time. He began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place." When it grew late, he preached for hours. "And the hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." Oh, yes. He tells me that every day when I celebrate Mass. You give them something to eat from the Gospel, from the first reading. You give them something to eat. But he's talking about food here. They said to him, are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups of on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Oh yes, they look like flower beds from afar. What's he going to do? He's going to multiply the food. He's going to give it out. Oh yes, they didn't share their lunches because they got 12 baskets full of pieces left over. 12 baskets. And they fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. So you can just say over 15,000 people were fed by 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and all ate and were filled. How does that happen? Because Jesus is the Lord. He is God Almighty, the second person in the Blessed Trinity. He always multiplies. He never divides. I tell you, I remember going to a restaurant about a year ago. It was in Essex. And there were these 2 ladies talking against a priest that I know. And I'm thinking, who do these ladies think they are? This priest is a holy priest. He really is a holy priest. He does exactly what God calls him to do and what the bishop calls him to do. This priest is an obedient priest, and they're making fun of him, saying, we don't want to listen to him. I tell you, these women were women of the church. They were gossipers, and God only knows that they had nothing to do with Jesus because they were into throwing down. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish, and those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Do you see what Jesus knows how to do? If there's faith, Oh yes, in Juarez, Texas, or Juarez, Mexico, the people, the Christian community went to feed the homeless. Their homes were cardboard boxes, and they had only a few chickens, and there were hundreds of people, and guess what? There was a multiplication. God fed them all with these few chickens, and there was some left over. I tell you, things have not changed. But it takes faith to see that God multiplies and he doesn't divide. Do you understand that today? That God multiplies, he doesn't divide. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit. Put it on your calendar, July 14th to 20, at Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass. School of the Holy Spirit. And to find out how to get there on the computer, I have to look it up. You have to do www. You've got to write that in. www.daysofglory.org. www.daysofglory.org. Oh, how we need a movement of the Holy Spirit. How we need God to do things that we've never experienced. How we need to depend upon Jesus and take Him into our lives as He is, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.